This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a lame-o apology from one Gary Johnson for advocating for the banning of burkas in the United States, while at the same time calling himself a libertarian. Yeah, the two things don't really jibe, and we'll see what he had to say for himself in moments with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we go back to the phones and to the fun. AC listening in Ohio. AC, go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, there's been a lot of, ever since the shooting that happened a few months ago, of course, the hatred for Muslims, of course, has ramped up more than ever before. And, people are just going off saying Islam's violent and crazy and stuff like that. And, while completely ignoring all the violence supported and done by Christians and other religions, especially here in the United States. And I was bringing up a point that you guys had, an interesting thing that you had going on a few nights ago when you guys were talking about toplessness. You guys are having this debate, this issue over some Republicans trying to make it illegal for women to walk around topless in New Hampshire. And the thing of it is that you had, like, two Christians calling and saying, well, the reason I think it, one of the reasons I think it should be against the law is because, well, it's against my religion. So you have two Christians wanting to actually force their religious morality down the throats of others through the violence of the state. And then you had Will Coley calling in at the end of the show saying, well, you know what, I don't really think I agree with toplessness either, but I think, it should be, you shouldn't have violence thrusted upon you by men with guns telling you can't do that. So it's like, here you have a Muslim who says, it's against my religion, but you should be free to do it. And then two Christians saying, well, it's against my religion, and it should be against the law.
It was a stark contrast, huh?
Yeah, it's like, who's the terrorist here? Or at least giving some sort of idea of what terrorism is, or violence in this case.
Excellent point. And, of course, the definition of terrorism is generally to use violence or the threat of violence to achieve political goals.
And I'm sure that if you asked those two people that called themselves Christians that wanted to force other people to abide by what their beliefs are, they would not say that they want to use the force of violence to coerce other people to go on whatever diet they're on. Now, they might say that, well, alcohol should be illegal because, or this other substance should be illegal because, but they would not say, well, I need to lose some weight, so I'm cutting out hamburgers and bacon, and you know what? Nobody else should be allowed to eat a hamburger or bacon. I don't think they would go that far.
But
that's essentially what they're doing when they're saying that my personal faith says that I can't do X, so therefore no one should be allowed to do X.
Didn't Jesus actually hang out with some prostitutes?
And tax collectors.
Yeah, so, I mean, who would he put in a prison cell for being topless? I suggest it would be no one. AC, great comparison tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. I do appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, to the AMP lines, where Robert is on the line in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert. Do we have Robert? Oh, you know what? I might have muted that line, and that was my bad. Go ahead, Robert. Let's try that again.
Yes, sir. I was just calling to see if y'all knew about the Texas governor had called for a constitutional convention today.
No, I didn't.
I did not hear about that.
Is he calling about it on a national level or a Texas constitutional convention?
No, a national level. I put it in the FTL group, I posted it there, but he's calling for nine different things, basically prohibiting Congress from regulating activities that occurs within one state, require Congress to balance budget, prohibit administrative agency from making law, prohibit them from preempting state law, allow two-thirds majority of states to overrule the Supreme Court decisions, require 7 justices, 2 per majority vote for U.S. Supreme Court decisions that invalidate democratically enacted law and restore balance of power between the federal government and states.
I think it's a bad idea to have a supermajority on a Supreme Court deciding something. I think that's a decent proposal.
Yeah.
Like 8 out of 9 would be good. Or 9 out of 9.
Yeah. And then allow 2/3 majority of states to override a federal law or regulation.
I think each individual state should be able to override those.
I think each individual human being should be able to override a law that they deem as unjust. And there are about 12 million human beings from Mexico that have decided to override federal immigration laws. And I applaud them for doing so.
Right on.
I do, too. I agree 100%.
Well, aren't there a bunch of states that have called for the Constitutional Convention and it's just not happened or whatever?
It's not happened, and it's one of those things to where I think it's the federal Secretary of State that keeps tabs of who's called when and how and why, and they're saying, well, yeah, we've had 40 states, but they've not all called for the same reason, so therefore it's an invalid call.
Robert, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Former Governor Gary Johnson. Why do they keep calling them governor after they're no longer in office?
The same reason they keep calling former president after they're in office. The same reason they keep calling state representatives representative after they're in office. Tradition.
I see.
What, once you get the title,
you keep
the title for life.
Yeah, that's why one of the former mayors was driving around with mayor on his license plate.
And that's why one of the former state reps here in New Hampshire always on his name tag at Liberty events puts honorable.
So let's get into this quote here. We actually started the show teasing this and never really got into the meat of it. Gary Johnson, in an interview with Reason.com's Nick Gillespie, said that he would support, as president, as a supposedly libertarian president, he would support banning burkas.
Not just with Reason. He also told someone from Politico and someone from the New Mexico Journal the same thing on the same day.
Okay, because he says here that it was a knee-jerk reaction, so it sounds like maybe it was a little more than a knee-jerk. It sounded like that was actually his real viewpoint. But he's now changing his tune a little bit. He says in this statement, quote, "In an interview with Reason, I was asked about a ban on women wearing burkas. The question came in a discussion of Sharia law and its incompatibility with the fundamental tenets of liberty. As we already pointed out earlier, Sharia law is a voluntary set of laws. Now, maybe there are some governments that are trying to enforce it, but by default,
there are some governments that are enforcing some really horrible things and calling it Sharia.
Right.
If I made a really, really bad batch of lobster bisque and I called it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it doesn't make it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's true. So going on here, he says, "I answered the question in the context of the fact that," he claims, "under Sharia law, women have no choice but to wear the burqa. And live under And live under a system of law that not only allows but condones the abuse of women." In that context, I stated that banning the full face burqa, as was done in France, would be a reasonable step toward preventing signs of abuse from being hidden. My response was not about telling women what they can and cannot wear, but about protecting them from harm under a brutal ideology under which women have nothing resembling equal rights. So, not knowing all of the intimate details of the Sharia law, only going by what we've had conversations with Muslims, specifically Will Coley from the Muslims for Liberty, on this program, Daryl, who made the point that if a woman wants to cover up her signs of abuse, she could wear some long sleeves and some long pants?
I've actually had neighbors that I thought were being abused, and she would always wear a long sleeve shirt. I heard something one night, and then, later on, I went and talked to her, and she was like, well, he said he's never going to do it again, so I'm staying with him, and I don't want the cops called. And, like, she didn't want to leave because he apologized for it. But she was most definitely being abused, but she always wore long-sleeve shirts. And you don't really do that in Alabama in the middle of the summer.
Gary Johnson, in this case, is abusing the idea of libertarianism and is now apologizing for it. And how many people are going to cut him a break?
A bunch.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-453. He's got more to say, though, in his official statement on his, what isn't really a retraction or an apology, but you can make your own decision here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. The Skype username for you is lrn.fm. That's the name you connect to if you're using Skype. You do have to send a contact request first, and then it'll be approved, and it'll be easy for you to call. From that point forward, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Continuing with the apology, supposedly, that's what it's being called by some people. I don't really think so. By Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate. He's not the nominee yet. He's just one of the myriad of candidates, which includes, by the way, you, Daryl W. Perry.
One of about a dozen.
Your website for your campaign is darylwperry.com.
Yes.
Let's continue with his excuse here for why it is that he said the other day, just a couple days ago on Wednesday, that he wanted to ban the wearing of burkas in the United States.
He also, I've got quotes here from Politico and the New Mexico Journal where he told their reporters the same thing.
About wanting to ban it.
He said, Sharia law is politics, it's not religion.
False.
If you say that a woman is voluntarily going to be lesser value than a man, which is in Sharia, can we allow that? He also said that he would fervently defend religious freedom. But here's the thing. Courts have consistently upheld that political speech has extra protections over, quote-unquote, regular speech. But here he is saying that, you know, at least on Wednesday, saying that he wanted to ban certain political expressions.
Well, he's claiming it's about preventing abuse. He says that these women could be being abused and the burqa could hide the signs of abuse. So maybe
we should stop selling makeup as well, because women use that to hide signs of abuse.
The large
sunglasses, women use those to hide signs of abuse.
Let's go all the way here, though. I mean, if Gary really cares about protecting women, let's make sure that they can't wear any clothes whatsoever. I mean, because that would really ensure that anyone would be able to make sure there's no bruising.
But then you're just encouraging the rapist.
Let me go on with his three-paragraph statement. We've been through one of the three. Paragraph two. However, having had time to consider, my response was wrong.
Having time to consider and read that libertarians were not accepting of what I've said and actually flat out rejected it, and a couple people called for him to drop out of the race because of his statement.
He got so much pushback from the libertarian community about this that he came out a day later, basically, and recanted. But ultimately, it's not really recanting if he says my response was wrong. He's not saying that he necessarily...
He's not saying my position is wrong.
Right. He's not saying he was sorry. He's just saying the way he responded to the question was wrong. Let me go on here. He says, as with many well-intentioned ideas, a government-imposed ban on full-face coverings would have unintended consequences and likely result in government overreach. As governor, I vetoed many such well-intended laws, and on reflection, would in fact veto a government ban on full-face burkas. While the law must provide protection for women from abuse, it's clear that banning face veils wouldn't work and would be impossible to enforce without infringing on basic rights. Sharia law, then he goes on to proselytize, is incompatible with the freedoms upon which America is founded. And it must not be overlooked that under Sharia ideology, women have no rights and are certainly not free to dress as they wish. Imposing such a system on women under some guise of freedom of religion or expression is not acceptable under any notion of liberty. On that point, I am firm, but a government ban on an item of clothing might well have the consequence of restricting, not protecting, freedom. Oh, it might well have that consequence. It's only a possibility that it might have the consequence of restricting freedom. Yeah, it's absolutely going to restrict freedom. And where was it? Okay, here's the final quote.
Final thought.
Final thought from him. Quote, I would not sign that legislation because I think it would end up being government intrusion on you or I. I gave reason the honest knee-jerk response, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Unquote.
Now, there's a rebuttal to this recanting walk back, if you will.
I want to get to that.
Tom Knapp.
Tom Knapp's a blogger, a libertarian blogger, and we'll get to that. But here again, he's saying, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Now, that's not really saying I'm wrong or I was wrong. That's not the same thing.
Right.
He did say that his reaction was wrong.
2 + 2 = 5, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I guess.
Meaning,
maybe.
You know, I still believe that we should do something to go after these darn Muslims, but what I said, I probably shouldn't have said because I didn't think about it enough because I'm supposed to be acting like a libertarian, and that wasn't very libertarian of me. I mean, he's not really saying he's sorry for what he did here. He does admit that it was a knee-jerk response, which is more of an honest response, right? This was what he was really thinking. This is what he was really, you know, this is what he really believed. That was his knee-jerk response. Had he had the time to think about a more political answer, you would have gotten something more like this, where he's doing a little CYA.
At least the claim is it was a knee-jerk response. But again,
but
he
did it three other times or two other times
by Politico, who says he told Politico that he would support a ban on burqas.
Mm.
The New Mexico Journal also says he told us. So Tom Knapp says response. Who believes that three different publications all chose the same day, the day of his campaign announcement, to ask him, so, Gary, how do you feel about legislation banning burqas?
Mm.
And even in some sort of bizarre alternate universe, we're being asked by three different publications that same question on one single day when the issue was literally on no one's mind except maybe his.
Yep.
Was more than perhaps one in a trillion possibility. How is giving the same response to all three journalists knee-jerk? It wasn't knee-jerk. It wasn't a response. It was on his mind. He wanted to talk about it. He tried to dog whistle Donald Trump supporters, and apparently he thought that libertarians, lowercase l libertarians, and libertarians, capital meaning Libertarian Party members either wouldn't notice or wouldn't care.
Mm.
Those last two sentences.
Testing the waters.
Those last two sentences constitute two entirely independent layers of what the F, Gary, on top of the idiotic policy position.
He's testing the waters. He's throwing it out there to see, you know, what's this response going to be? What are the libertarians going to do? Well, in this case, they push back. And they indicated that, hey, this is not a libertarian position. You should not be saying these things. Now, is that going to be good enough to stop him from getting the nomination? Is his mistake going to be enough to stop him from getting the nomination? That he won in 2016, the libertarian nomination.
No, he won in 2012.
I'm sorry, 2012. He won in 2012, the libertarian nomination. We didn't know his views at this time about Muslims, I don't think. He was as upfront about them. He probably had the same views, but just simply wasn't talking about them at that time. And I hope this is enough to sink his ship, but I doubt it. I mean, because these people who are in the Libertarian Party and who seem to be the majority of the party who nominate people like Gary Johnson and Bob Barr, who are not libertarians, they just care about the name. They just want to have this person who has a name so they can hope to get more votes this time than last time, even though that person is doing a poor job at best of explaining the ideas of liberty. If you can't explain the principles of liberty, you're not worth my time as a libertarian candidate. You're not worth supporting. You're not worth a dollar's worth of my effort and my money. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the Gary Johnson Take Back. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hopefully Gary Johnson has sunk any chances he has of becoming the Libertarian nominee for presidential candidate. But we'll see. It's a long way between now and Memorial Day, and maybe people at the convention that you'll be attending, Daryl, since you're running as his competition in that race, maybe they won't remember what he said here in January. Hopefully not. Hopefully someone will remind them of what he said, if it's even worth doing. I mean, I'm sure he'll put his foot in his mouth a few more times between now and then because...
Probably.
Because Gary, as nice of a guy as he appears to be in person, he sat in this studio, and we haven't had many politicians on this show over the years. We've had Ron Paul on. We've had this other guy from California. I forget his name. John somebody. And then there was Gary Johnson. And I'm pretty sure that was, well, I guess there's been some New Hampshire level, kind of state level folks that we've had on. But ultimately, national level politicians, generally we don't do that. But Gary Johnson, you know, he's relatively accessible, sort of libertarian on things, and definitely sounded better in 2012 than he did than he does thus far here in 2016. So you're certainly still welcome to comment on his offensive comments. But there was also a story that I mentioned earlier tonight, and we really didn't get a chance to get into here, that I think is kind of interesting, about Americans. We were talking about being poor in America and the separation between poor people and very, very wealthy people. And I mentioned there's a story from MarketWatch.com about Americans and how they basically don't have savings. Americans starting 2016 with more job security, but most are still theoretically only one paycheck away from the street. Approximately 63% of Americans have no emergency savings for things such as a $1,000 emergency room visit or a $500 car repair, according to a survey released on Wednesday of 1,000 adults by personal finance website Bankrate.com. And this is up slightly from 62% last year. So statistically insignificant.
So what's the percentage now?
63% of Americans do not have any emergency savings.
Yeah, that's almost not different than 62% when you're looking at statistics that have a margin of error of plus or minus 3%.
But the point is that it's generally, Americans are generally bad at this, and this isn't, I don't think this is new news, but it's interesting nonetheless
if
folks haven't heard this. And I would be interested in seeing over a longer period of time, how poor Americans
are. Right, so compared to 20 years ago, has it increased by 12%? Did it go from 50% to 63% over the last 20 years?
So let's see here. Going on, faced with an emergency, they say they would raise the money by reducing spending elsewhere. 23% of them said that. Borrowing from family or friends, 15% of them said that. Or using credit cards to bridge the gap, 15% said they would do that. This lack of emergency savings could be a problem for millions of Americans, do you think? More than 4 in 10 Americans either experienced a major unexpected expense over the past 12 months or had an immediate family member who had an unexpected expense. Now, that's 4 out of 10 who claim that. I'm going to just go ahead and say probably more than 4 out of 10 had an unexpected expense in the last 12 months. I mean, look, if you drive a car, you have an expected expense. It's not unexpected that something's going to go wrong with your car. At some point, every machine is going to break. Whether it's this year or next year, something is going to go wrong.
But people aren't expecting, my transmission's going to fall out of the car tomorrow.
No, of course not.
So they're not expecting that.
I guess, but what I'm saying is you should expect the unexpected in this particular case, especially in the case of a car. It's not as likely that a plane is going to dive bomb right into your house and destroy your roof or anything like that. So there are some things that are less likely to expect than others.
Right, but there, you could go as far as to say if you have a house, then you should expect water pipes to just burst at random, even in the middle of the summer.
Well, no, that would be ridiculous.
Because pipes can burst. And you never know when pipes could burst, so you should always expect that the pipes are going to burst.
No. I mean, with water pipes, you can take precautionary measures, and you can basically ensure yourself that they're never going to burst if you do the right things. With cars, you can take precautionary measures, but at some point, something unexpected is going to happen. It's, it was like the Black Swan or whatever, but there was a book I was reading in jail about these things that, you don't know exactly what it's going to be, but you can predict that something unpredictable is going to occur with certain things in life. Anyway, this is one of the reasons why having emergency money on tap is a good thing. Because inevitably, things are going to go wrong in life. It would be wonderful if everything was just, copacetic and nothing ever broke and people never got sick. But unfortunately, that's not the life that we live. And so, good thing to sock a little bit of money away for those sorts of things. But of course, that requires people changing their spending habits. And if Americans have the habit of spending more than what they earn, then it's no surprise that they are not only in debt, but also have nothing that they can fall back on in an emergency.
And just one sort of, and maybe this is the statistical part of my brain going haywire here, is, let's say that of the 62% of people that say that as of right now, I do not have $500 of emergency funds.
Yeah.
Maybe last week they did, and something unexpected happened in the last week, and they've not built back up to that $500. So should someone have $500 of emergency expense times 365 because you never know when you're going to need that $500?
Well, I think someone should have as much as they possibly can have on savings, whether it's $500 or $5,000. If you have $5,000, then yes, you can absorb a few $500 hits.
Okay, but
in that case,
You wouldn't be able to absorb 11.
No, you
could do 10. You would realistically need to have about $150,000 in the bank to be able to absorb an unexpected something
every day. Every day.
But you should always expect the unexpected, Ian.
Yeah, I think that you should expect the unexpected. So are you arguing that people shouldn't have savings?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then.
I'm just saying, depending on how far you're going to take, the 500, and that's a completely arbitrary number they pulled. They could have said 5,000. They could have said 500,000, because you never know when your house catches fire.
Yeah.
And
well, they had insurance for that.
Need a new house.
Yeah.
You would think people would have insurance. Not everybody has homeowners
insurance. It's a requirement,
insurance.
Basically, if you have a mortgage to have insurance, which means almost everyone has insurance, because almost everyone has a mortgage, because they don't have enough money to buy a house with cash.
Almost everyone
has a mortgage.
There's
it's
probably
like 98%
of people that are classified as homeowners.
Yeah.
There's a large percentage of people that are renters.
Okay,
you're
missing words here. We were talking about home ownership. Renters don't buy insurance for fire. That's not generally something that renters do, because the owner has the insurance for things like that.
Okay, but the owner's insurance doesn't cover all the stuff that the renter has.
There is such a thing as renter's insurance.
You need renter's insurance to cover your stuff.
That's true.
So if you're renting a house and it goes up in flames and you don't have renter's insurance, you need to buy all new stuff. That means all new clothes, all new computer, everything else, and $500 ain't going to cover it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Going on here, without emergency savings, you may not have money to cover needed home repairs, says a senior fellow and economist at the Urban Institute, a nonprofit organization focusing on social and economic policy. Similarly, without emergency savings, people could raid their retirement account, which presumes they have a retirement account in the first place if they don't have $500.
They might have a 401k, and they're not considering that to be savings.
Gotcha.
You might have an IRA that you're not considering to be savings, because that's your retirement fund.
The findings are strikingly similar to two other reports, one by the U.S. Federal Reserve survey of more than 4,000 adults released in 2014, saying that savings are depleted for many households after the recession. And I suspect they didn't have much savings before the recession either. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Your thoughts and maybe some tips on how to get your finances in order. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Another survey by GoBankingRates.com found most Americans, 62% of them, have less than $1,000 in their savings account. And, of course, we've also talked about the amount of credit card debt and other debts that Americans have as well, which, of course, piles on to this whole situation wherein there's some pretty dire financial straits here. The study we're talking about from MarketWatch.com found that 63% of Americans have no emergency savings. They're one paycheck away from living on the street, basically. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here. By the way, coming up, we're not too far away now, just over a month and a week or so from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. Manchester, New Hampshire, Radisson Hotel. It's right in the heart of downtown Manchester. It's going to be a great time. There will be all kinds of excellent speakers like Edward Snowden. He's going to be speaking there on Saturday afternoon, which I'm super excited about because we'll actually get to watch it because it's not going to be during the evening when we're on the air because we are going to be broadcasting live every single night here from the Liberty Forum. So very excited about that. Always a good time to have Free Talk Live listeners show up because a lot of the attendees at the Liberty Forum are also Free Talk Live listeners. So it's fun to have other listeners meet one another and hang out, watch the show. So look forward to that and look forward to meeting hundreds of people who care about the ideas of freedom. That's really the reason to go to the Liberty Forum. Sure, it's cool to see Edward Snowden and other great speakers, but it's also amazing to get to experience what it's like to be around people who care about freedom, literally hundreds of them, all in the same hotel for an entire weekend. It's Thursday, February 18th through the 21st, that's a Sunday, in Manchester. NHLibertyForum.com is where you can go. NHLibertyForum.com. So why is it that people aren't saving, asks the story at MarketWatch.com. Millions of Americans are struggling with student loans, medical bills, and other debts, says Andrew Meadows, San Francisco-based producer of Broken Eggs, a documentary about retirement. Central bankers hiked their short-term interest rate target last month to a range of 0.25 to 0.5 from near zero, but that's still a small return for savings left in bank accounts. Indeed, personal savings rates as percentage of disposable income dropped from 11% to 4.6%. in August of 2015. More money in education can help. The latest Bankrate survey found that savings increased with income and education. Just 46% of the highest income households and 52% of college graduates lack enough savings to cover a $500 car repair or $1,000 emergency room visit. So fewer people are in financial straits if they are well-educated or in a high-income household, but still a surprising number that a high-income household, 46% of them, with $75,000 plus per year, so nearly half of high-income households can't cover a $500 car repair. And again, it comes back around to...
Without going to their credit card.
Correct. We're talking about savings, yeah. This is another indicator here of people spending more than what they earn. And look, by no means am I a financial expert. I'm not. But I do know that I want to have more coming in than I have going out.
Yes.
And if you find yourself in a situation where you're raked in credit card debt and you don't have much in the way of savings, it's time to start, I think, writing down everything that you spend. Figure out what you're spending. You may not even realize the habits that you have until you can write it down and look at it objectively. You know, okay, you may be able to identify that you go to Starbucks once a day, and you can figure that out. But what about the other things that you spend money on here and there that you really don't realize, you really don't think about? What if you, maybe you've got a better suggestion here. By no means is this, financial expertise. But what if you were to actually write down on a piece of paper or in your, smartphone on a regular basis throughout the day for a whole week or something, what everything you spent? Every time you open your wallet, make a note of what it was that you spent money on. Every time you use your credit card, every time you use cash, Bitcoin, whatever. Every time you open your wallet, make a note of it. Go back a week later and look through it and say, all right, well, did I really need to go out to eat 7 times this week or whatever? What could I have saved had I gone and instead, made some food? Or do I need to actually be smoking cigarettes every day? And these are some of the things that I think can have a drastic effect on people and their savings if they have the willpower to do it. I'm not saying it's easy. And if anything, Daryl, you've had a personal success story, having lost 140 pounds, more than that, in the last less than a year. And that took some serious effort. I mean, that took some – you had to change your lifestyle. You've been going to the gym regularly. But also you cut down on the amount of food, the physical amount of food, not only the types of food that you eat, but the physical amount of it. So I imagine you're spending less on food these days. Or is it more because it's healthier food?
I would say about the same.
About the same, okay.
Because, yes, the food, it's healthier, so therefore it costs a little bit more.
Right.
But I'm not eating as much, so, there's less overall food, but each, amount costs more, so it's about the same.
Yeah, I wonder how it breaks down. It's about the same. All right.
It's about the same.
Maybe you've got some suggestions. You want to throw them out here. You're welcome to do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Although I will say that while I've been pig sitting, yeah, I've actually been able to salvage some things from the pigs.
Really? Like what?
The bananas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've been bringing those in here every day.
Right. So Mark gets food that was otherwise going to be discarded from a grocer, and most of that winds up getting fed to the pigs. And he was like, you can have anything that's going to go to the pigs.
Okay.
So the bananas, I salvaged some apple cider that I'm putting in smoothies, a little bit of orange juice that I'm also mixing in with some of the smoothies. So, I would not have gone out to purchase apple cider had I not salvaged it from the pigs. But the bananas, I probably would have gone to buy some bananas. But, here's free bananas.
So another way to cut costs in your life is to walk or ride a bicycle. And, of course, it's also good for you, unlike taking cabs. You have a story, Daryl, about the self-driving cab in South Korea.
Yeah, apparently self-driving cabs are being tested in South Korea. And
that's because they're cracking down on Uber.
It might be a while before you're actually able to rent a self-driving car or hail a driverless taxi, but it's more than clear that the self-driving car is one of the most important themes at the CES 2016. That's some car show, I believe.
Oh, no. Consumer Electronics Show. This is like... the big, big yearly, at least yearly show, which takes up some humongous convention space in Vegas. And I think they have it in Vegas every year just because there aren't bigger convention spaces anywhere else. This is where Holland Cook, who's a great radio consultant, goes, and he reports on some of the new technologies that are developing. This is like the place to be. In fact, I had it in my show prep, and I totally spaced it for tonight. The U.S. Marshals conducted a raid at CES yesterday.
What?
Or the day before. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt where you were going with this. We'll talk about that another night.
So the story here comes from BGR.com, and they say that many big players have already announced or are about to unveil smart cars and self-driving cars at the Las Vegas show, indicating that the self-driving car industry is poised to take off in the coming years.
Oh, yeah.
There's a car called Snoober, a name that makes you think almost immediately about Uber, seen in the images, and they do have an image. The Snoober has been navigating the 4,100 square meter campus with help of a cab hailing app created by the Seoul National University. The sedan is easily distinguishable as it has a turret on the roof that scans conditions on the road. The Associated Press reports that cameras, laser scanners, and other sensors are placed on the top of the vehicle to analyze the road and feed the information to the operating system that does the driving.
What happens when it rains and all the sensors get all blurry?
I don't know. That's why they're testing it. Even though it's a driverless car, the Snoober has to have a person behind the wheel at all times who would be able to assume manual control of the vehicle in cases of emergency. And right now the car can only travel at speeds of 30 kilometers per hour, which would be 18.6 miles per hour. That's due to campus.
You can almost
regulation.
Bike faster than that.
Well, that's due to campus regulations.
Okay.
So there's a speed limit on the campus of the Seoul National University.
So this is only being tested on campus?
Yes.
Got it.
Right now. So far, the system has been used to transport disabled students around campus, but it's not ready for testing in a more complex environment. The director of the university's Intelligent Vehicle IT Research Team, whose name I will not try to pronounce, estimates that by early 2020, a self-driver car, or rather a self-driving car, will be running between toll gates on highways, while a door-to-door pickup service could be on the market by 2030.
You know, 2020 is just around the corner. It's not that far away. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, maybe we'll talk about the yellow cabs going out of business.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.